Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And as you know, I'm going to add, it's a blessing and a calling. And let's get to the Lord in prayer before we start this show. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy, for the beauty and the wonder and the awe of this earth, this world. What a blessing you have given to us. Thank you. I ask for your hedge of protection around our president. Put before him wise and godly counsel. May he have great discernment when making decisions for this nation. May we, your people, be bold and courageous as we walk the path of this life. May we be good stewards of all that you have given us. We are living in a crazy times and evil is around us, and that's not new. Keep us safe, but make us wise that we can be the witnesses you would have us to be. I ask your blessing on today's show and on my guest. I thank you for all that the CO2 Coalition is doing to educate with truth. For such a time as this, O God, I pray. Amen. I was reading an article this morning regarding February CPAC event. The article was written by James Taylor of the Heartland Institute. He was explaining how there are conservatives wearing sheep clothing and pushing for higher taxes, restrictions, and the like for the sake of climate change. In his article, he used the phrase, "And by their deeds you shall know them." And the scripture speaks of false prophets, and while the left may speak freedom of speech, if your opinion or research differs from theirs, you're attacked. Some things never change in the realm of human nature. But in the scripture it says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits." That's coming from Matthew 7:15-16. I've mentioned several times in the past that I was taught in school, in grade school, junior high, that all humans and most mammals breathe in oxygen and exhale CO2. The carbon is a part of life. I was also taught that plant life absorbs our CO2 and emits oxygen, and we need one another for healthy life. Life is delicate and there is a balance to things. I witnessed that, the fragility of life, when I was down on the farm. After moving to town, after we had to give up the farm, there was a time my husband and I were looking at the possibility of building a small pond for landscaping in our backyard. Now, there is a certain ecosystem and a certain balance needed to keep it healthy and clean for all the inhabitants, whether it's the goldfish, the water lilies I wanted to grow, whatever the case may be. Sunlight and shade and depth, all these things must be taken into consideration. How each of the life, including the organisms, would react to and feed one another. At that time, we had nearly a forest of trees in the yard, and we decided it might be more work to maintain than we wanted to put in, since we had some busy lives chasing our children around. Aquariums, terrariums, the earth, there is a balance that needs to be maintained to enjoy the beauty and awe of all the inhabitants, including those you cannot see, which are vital. My guest today is Genesis Torres. Genesis Torres is the science associate for the CO2 Coalition, working to educate and the public and policymakers of climate science. Torres graduated from George Mason University with a BS in environmental science and policy and a minor in geographic information systems in 2019. A passion for science drove her to study as an aquatic ecologist, which led to a position at Shoals Marine Laboratory in Maine. It was there that she honed in on her love for marine parasites and other microscopic sea life, the invisible life. Isn't that awesome? Most recently, Torres spoke on a panel for CPAC in 2020. That was in February with experts from both sides, which included Dr. William Happer and an Alex Bosmoski. Torres spoke to the current status on ocean health and how carbon dioxide interacts with both the ocean and its organisms. And we welcome Genesis today, and I want to talk about that CPAC. Genesis, welcome to CSC Talk Radio, CO2 Coalition, CSC Talk Radio. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me, Beth Ann.
Well, you're more than welcome. I'm excited to have you. You had quite an experience at CPAC, didn't you?
I did. That was my first major speaking event after I graduated from college and got into the world of climate science on the Hill. So CPAC was a different experience for me, coming mm-hmm. from a very liberal university. And working with Dr. Happer has just been an amazing experience overall, but just hearing him speak at an event like that and being able to have the great opportunity to have an input on a panel like that. Alex Bosmoski, he is a director of strategy and operations for Republican. And we wanted the coalition put together this panel at CPAC to bring together experts from both sides and see just promote discussion. And I personally as a whole, we were kind of disappointed that Alex kind of came in there and started attacking the science that Dr. Happer and our other esteemed science and member scientists and economists that have worked so hard and so long on their specialities within their fields. He was just kept saying it. What we were talking about wasn't based in science. It wasn't peer-reviewed science. It wasn't sound science. And a lot of what the coalition, the CO2 coalition, prides itself on is making sure that we provide sound science and sources for not only congressional staffers or whoever may need the information. I mean, we do a lot of public events like CPAC. We were slated to do or attend LibCon for libertarians. We were invited to go to EarthX. I think EarthX might do something modified later this year. But we like to spread across a broad array of the public because our biggest promotion is trying to engage that discussion of CO2 and what it does, its benefit, and what it does for our Earth.
And I want to get in later in the show, I want to talk a little bit more about what your side of that is. But when you mm-hmm. went to CPAC, that had to be a kind of a rude awakening, because you would think scientists could sit on the panel and debate back and forth rather than attack. And that's what happened. You got attacked, and so did Happer. And so, that's concerning to me, because if they have to attack instead of present their science, then it tells me, and I'm kind of a common sense kind of gal, that they're not telling the whole truth, and so they're trying to fight as if you're in opposition rather than scientists working together to receive answers in your mm-hmm. research. I hear the music. We're headed into a break, Genesis. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about CPAC, but then I want to talk about your research with aquatic life. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Today's show is brought to you by CO2 Coalition. Go to co2coalition.org or just go to my website and click on their icon. That's co2coalition.org. And Genesis Torres and I will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Genesis Torres of the CO2 Coalition. You can visit their website, co2coalition.org. They are a sponsor of the show. And we have them on once a month. And next month, when we have them on, we're going to talk about the financial costs of the new Green Deal, or the Green New Deal. But today we're visiting with Genesis, and we're talking about the the experience. You know, everything's a learning experience when she was at CPAC, her first big event, and how she wasn't on a panel. She was on a panel, but instead of it being a panel of great discussion, it ended up an attack against her and Happer. And I want you to visit with us a little bit about that. Now, what I read came from James Taylor of the Heartland Institute, and I just think the world of them. I've had them on the show off and on throughout the years. And I know that you guys are trying to put solid truth out there and data that people can absorb and know and make their own decisions. But it would seem that people like you're the man that attacked you, they don't want you to make your own decisions. There's only one side of this story, and if you don't believe this side that they're on, then you're attacked. And that's what happened. You and Happer both got attacked personally. So I want you to explain that event just a little bit to the listeners and how that went on that panel. How long did the panel last?
The panel was about an hour,
okay.
And we each had about, I want to say it was 10 to 15 minutes to, Dr. Happer talked about CO2 in the land and in the atmosphere. And I spoke to ocean health and how CO2 is such a vital part of ocean health and the ocean food web. So I went into that. And I, with my focus, I just really wanted to present it in a way where it was very clear. There wasn't, I tried not to use too much scientific jargon, in a way that, you know, I could just speak to my younger siblings too about it and kind of engage
keep it simple
the
for
public.
People like me.
Yeah. I mean, and that's
absolutely, because we're not scientists. Go ahead.
Yeah. But I was expecting Bosnowski to come back with kind of the same presentation that Dr. Happer and I had prepared. But he instead attacked the coalition and accused us of, quote unquote, handing out asbestos and cigarettes.
Yes, I saw that.
And yeah, so that was the quote of the day, I guess. And we were just shocked that, you know, we had spent so much time preparing for this, so much time doing our research and making sure that we were going to bring someone in that was, we were hopeful that would engage in the discussion so that it was beneficial for not only us, but also for the members of the public that were attending this panel. And that kind of fell short. So before COVID, we had talks of doing more events like these on the Hill and possibly in the public, just to engage the public and everyone else in discussion-based climate science. Because like I mentioned earlier, our biggest thing is making sure that this information is accessible, but also understandable and just making it more than just a scary thing, you know, according to the media.
And not just numbers and words that the rest of us are going, what? Glazed over eyes. Mm-hmm. And CO2 mm-hmm. Coalition does a great job of that. And I'm certain that you do too. And I just can apologize for Alex and his behavior. But it has been in the 9 years that I've been doing this show, and then I was with someone else before then. I've been in radio for over 20-some years. I have realized that there's some people, if you don't accept them, if you don't accept their side, that they have no choice but to personally attack, because their data is not as sound as your data, Genesis. Your data, you've been serious, and you take it to heart what you do. And I could tell in just a little bit that I had read about you that you love what you do. And,
I do. Mm-hmm.
You know, and that it made me go back and think about that time, like I wrote in my monologue, about when we were thinking about putting a pond in. I wanted to have water lilies. I wanted to have some goldfish. But, you know, being from the farm and doing a little bit of research, and my husband was the farmer. I was the city girl that married the farmer. But you know, there's a certain balance of things. And those invisible lives that you love to specialize in, they're very mm-hmm. vital to aquatic life. And, you know, we just figured we couldn't keep it without a lot of work with all the trees and the leaves falling in it. You know, it would be too much and it mm-hmm. would suck up the oxygen from the water that the fish needed and just on and on things that we thought, well, it's going to be too much work for us. So we scrapped that idea. But
there's,
when I was studying about
between the nutrients and what's being taken in from the surrounding land and what's being taken in from the air, there's a balance in that.
And that's what you study, mm-hmm. is my understanding. And that invisible life, that ecosystem, and the pH quality of the oceans. And that's what you were speaking about at CPAC, isn't it?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, you go ahead. I want you to tell about that.
I was going to say, we recently released a white paper titled Ocean Health, Is There an Acidification Problem? This paper, one of our principal researchers on this paper is Jim Steele. He's a biologist.
Oh, yes.
So
we've had him on. We know him. So.
Yeah, I believe so. I remember that. So biologist Tim Steele was the principal researcher on it. He's a member of the coalition, and he recently retired. He's a recently retired director of San Francisco State University Sierra Nevada Field Campus, and he held that position for over 25 years. So he is well versed in.
And my listeners will know very well that he writes and has had some of his articles in Range magazine. So
yes.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
yes,
talk
I've
about
actually
the
seen
aquatic
those articles
health
as
of
well.
The ocean. Mm-hmm.
So I assisted in editing this paper. So I took a lot from it because I studied aquatic ecology. I knew a lot about the information that he was writing about, but the way that he phrased it and the detail that he puts into it, it just tells us so much more. So my main takeaways from it are that carbon dioxide is a vital part of ocean health and the ocean food web, and that term ocean acidification is very misleading. So at an average of 25 degrees Celsius, the pH of water, if it's below 7, it's acidic, and if it's above 7, it's alkaline, or we've probably heard the term basic grade school. So average sea surface pH currently is at 8.2. So it's basic. It's not going towards that acidic. So that ocean acidification term is meant to be scary. It's meant to incite fear and generate public concern about the possible effects of increasing CO2. It's fear, misleading, and it was deliberately used for its shock value. But in this paper, we learn that with all this peer-reviewed research, the impact of CO2 emissions on oceans, if you measure it at the next 250 years, that we are currently at 410 parts per million of CO2 in our atmosphere. If that goes up to 1,000 parts per million, our average global sea surface pH would stabilize at 7.8. We're over the radio, so there's not a visible graph that you can see, but if you go to our website and look at the paper, there's a graph, a very nice graphic, showing where it kind of stabilizes there, it kind of flatlines and just hangs out there.
Tell me the title of that paper again.
It's Ocean Health, Is There an Acidification Problem?
Okay. We're headed into a break, and we're going to try and find that. We will post that later on our Facebook page and maybe even on our website. But it's important for people to see these white papers, and we need to do all we can to get them out there. We'll tweet it, do whatever we can to get her out there, because the truth is important. And right now the people are being scared, and young people like you are so scared they don't see that there's a future for them, and that really breaks my heart. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and Genesis and Beth Ann are going to be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse. of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Liberty Oilfield Services brings you the following fracking facts. Did you know fracking is the reason America is now number one in oil and natural gas production? Thanks to the fracking industry, America's energy is more efficient, more affordable, and our air is cleaner. America is now exporting fuel and making America great again. Fracking is not the enemy of America. The Dems want to ban our natural resources for the sake of climate change, but banning fracking would knock America back to being dependent on other countries for our energy. So, America is fueling up with fracking. This message is brought to you by the best darn frack company, period, Liberty Oilfield Services. Learn more about fracking at libertyfrack.com. Liberty Oilfield Services, bringing America home with life, liberty, and fracking. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Genesis Torres of the CO2 Coalition. You can visit their website by going to co2coalition.org. We just think the world of them, and we love having them on once a month and kind of focus on something besides the craziness that's going on, although what goes on with the climate change is also crazy. And like I said, next month we will have an expert that's going to talk about what it's going to cost in tax dollars and otherwise with the Green New Deal. But today we're visiting with Genesis Torres, and we're talking about her experience at CPAC and what she knows about the ocean and her studies there with the ocean. Tell us some of the things. I know you kind of already did a little bit, but how you were presenting your side of the story there at CPAC. Just give us some of the information as if we were sitting there and listening, because I didn't get to see that.
Mm-hmm. So the main takeaway that I was trying to represent from our ocean health white paper was that the oceans have an enormous capacity to sequester CO2, 50 times more than the atmosphere, and that when CO2 enters the ocean from the atmosphere, it goes through a series of processes that allow it for marine organisms to be able to convert it into usable CO2 to produce food and move up throughout the food web or the food chain. Carbon is also... Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I want you to finish yours.
So I was going to say carbon also sinks to be stored in deeper waters and is along the coastlines. Typically, there is some upwelling that occurs in the open ocean, but it's more along the coastlines. So you get these upwelling events that recycle nutrients and carbons and enrich marine life in those areas. So that's typically what you'll experience or what we'll see in an algae bloom. Mm-hmm. So when you see those events, those can actually be beneficial for the open ocean food web because all of that is a cycle. It's a pump where dead organisms sink to the bottom and CO2 is sequestered with that, and then it's recycled, and it's what keeps life moving.
It's a cycle of life is what you're telling
exactly,
us.
Exactly.
It's a cycle of
exactly.
life.
Exactly. And those, I focus on the microscopic organisms. That's what I love to do. So to the naked eye, if you go in the water, I mean, they're everywhere. But if you go in the water, you're not going to see them. You'd have to look under a microscope. That's the best way to view them. Phytoplankton are the basis of that food web. So they're the microscopic plants, the bacteria, and they require CO2 for that photosynthesis. They require that additional nutrient boost as well. That's the basis of the food production for the ocean.
Well, it is amazing, you know, the microscopic life and how it is so beneficial and vital to the balance of things. And you know, I didn't get into anything in depth and great science when we were trying to decide whether we wanted to put a little pond out in the backyard. But there was enough... that was going to make that more difficult with the tree and the leaves falling in it that would, you know, really mess up the balance of things. And it would take a lot of work to keep it in the right balance. And, you know, and it has to be the correct pH balance. There has to be some pH balance. And so we decided not to go that route. But even with just that little bit that I kind of looked at, and my husband was telling me, because he understood it a little bit better than I did, and we just decided not to do that. But it was amazing to me how all these things work together. And I knew that from a kid, but when you actually see it or study it, you know, in life or underneath the microscope, you know, it's just amazing. Amazing how God has put all this together. And as I like to say, CO2 is good for you. They're acting like it's carbon monoxide out here killing us. And it's not. It's a balance of things. And I assume that's kind of what you've discovered in your researches.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And what you were mentioning on the little bit that you looked at for what was going to be necessary to maintain that pond that you wanted, it's kind of what the research in this paper highlights, is that global pH, or the average, is based, that includes ocean acidification. Of course, that term ocean acidification is based off of models. And in those models, they're not always the most accurate, because there are factors, the biological factors, that can't always be accounted for, unfortunately. I mean, we are still learning so much about the ocean environment that there's fluctuations that are constantly happening throughout different depths of our oceans, because the photosynthesis that I mentioned earlier of that mm-hmm. basis of that food web, that can only happen in clear water. That's only 100 to maybe at most 200 meters. So that's that top layer of water there. Past that, it gets dark. So you right. can't get that photo. Exactly. There's a lack of light there, so you can't get that photosynthesis process down there. So that's going to change the pH there. And then you're not accounting for salinity. You're not accounting for all the other factors of, you know, human introduced nutrients, runoff from the land. There are so many different factors that go into getting this number, this pH, it's difficult to pinpoint it.
And then we have the different characteristics of the ocean. We have the warm ocean and we have the cold ocean. You know, I have the Arctic and we have the tropical, you know, and those mm-hmm. aren't going to be
and
the
that's
same
always
either,
mixing,
are they?
No, those aren't going to be the same either. So when you have that global mixing and the mixing beyond the different layers, the different seasons and all of these different things that go into accounting for pH, that's why we say it's the average, because you can't pinpoint it. And there's, right. I know it's mentioned in the paper, but we do have, we know that global pH measuring trends, really accountable ones, began in the 1990s. So that's not that long ago. I mean, I was born in 92.
I'm just saying, thank you for telling me it's not that long ago.
I know that there is just so much more that can be done. And for us to know more about how the fluctuations and how the marine environment works, we need longer measuring, or we need at least 30 more years of data. We
wow,
need to have longer.
That's not very long.
It's not very long. But that'll
no,
give
it
us
isn't.
More of an idea. It gives us a little bit more insight. And, you know, obviously, if we can get longer, if we can get more information, that's ideal. But at least what Jim Steele recommended was at least 30 more years could tell us.
Science
so much
is
more.
Not settled, and it never is settled, because there's always more to learn in the vastness of this awesome world that we live in, whether it's in the ocean or on the land. We're headed into our final break here in CSC Talk Radio. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Today's show is sponsored by the CO2 Coalition. Visit their website, co2coalition.org. I've already posted the white paper on the Facebook page. You can go grab it there, and we'll put it on our blog spot. Genesis and Beth Ann will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small. And it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with liberty.
the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell. We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Launch your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets, but up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978 6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is BethAnn, and we're visiting today with Genesis Torres of the CO2 Coalition. You can visit their website by going to co2coalition.org, or just if you're on my hanging around on my website, just click on the icon there that says CO2 Coalition and go straight to their website. I have posted on my Facebook page the I think it's the same white paper. It's about the aquatic acidity, the ocean acidification. And so I did post that. Genesis, I mentioned, and I'm just admiring you so much for what you're doing, and a young woman that is taking an interest in this, and you took a little beating there at CPAC, you know, but what doesn't break us makes us stronger. I'm an old lady that'll tell you that for sure. And, you just have to keep plugging away with what you know is correct and right. And I think you're doing that with getting on board with the CO2 Coalition. You're in good company with those people. They are really good folks there. And I've had several of them on the air, including Jim Steele. And we just really admire the research that they do. We've had Patrick Michaels and on several times, and several others, and you. And we appreciate everything that you do, because, you know, you're speaking to rural America mostly here. And they understand a lot of what's going on, but all they hear in the mainstream media is doom and gloom and death, and we've got to, you know, spend trillions of dollars to save the planet. And, you know, we know that that's not true, because every prediction they have given us, every doomsday prediction they've given us, hasn't even come close to being true. And so we know, as working with the land and with the water here in rural Americas across this great nation, that there has to be a common sense science. Science that doesn't say it's settled and it's done deal. And you are one of those. And I appreciate so much what you're doing and your continuing research. And thank you for that.
Of course. And the coalition's here to educate people about climate realism, and just be able to invite and engage the public and other folks, policymakers as well, to actually discuss these issues, and not look at just the doomsday, studies or any of that, but also to kind of be open to more.
Discussions are important. We have to communicate. And when we're just getting yelled at or having personal attacks, whether it's in the climate change realm or some of the other crises we're dealing with today, it doesn't do any good. And so we have to have discussions, common sense discussions, with real data, not personal attacks. And shame on Alex for doing that, because he did less to get his point across than anything, because nobody's going to listen to that kind of stuff. I mean, it's just, it's proof that they don't have what it takes to sell their side of the story. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I appreciate those, because I know you're stepping into a realm that isn't very popular. And we're trying to get the truth out to the listeners and to America that, and we're heard overseas as well, because this is, it's national, but it's also on shortwave. So we have overseas listeners. We're trying to educate them with truth and real data as to what's going on and common sense. And that's why I appreciate you and the CO2 Coalition. And I tell you what, it's exciting to me, and I'm not trying to put you down at all. I'm trying to raise you up because of your youth. That you are willing to do this, because you're stepping into a realm that could be pretty ugly sometimes. And so we will say prayers for you. And I appreciate
you.
That. You needed them at CPAC, didn't you? Where was I then?
yeah, definitely. And, you know, it was a great learning experience for
me. It is.
I definitely learned to have a thicker skin when it comes to talking about some of these topics. I know that it's not always easy for everyone, and there's a lot of anxiety surrounding it. The other thing that I have taken from this, from working with the coalition, I mean, I started back in November, so I haven't been with them for too long, but working with the coalition and throughout all of my undergraduate studies, science is not always, it's not. That's why there's theories. That's why there's hypotheses. Exactly. It's how the data is interpreted. And there's always, I mean, even in this white paper that we just released, it says more research is always needed. More information is always welcomed. And it's not, nothing is finalized when it comes to climate science information. That discussion and that openness is always encouraged, and I think as a whole we'll get a lot farther in sharing being able to have more of a discussion and sharing that information across, you know, both sides of the aisle. But there is, you know, that side that thinks that is the final say.
It's settled.
Yeah, and it's settled. And
but
it's
if
not,
they
it's
really
far from it.
If they were really deeply concerned, which is one reason, you know, I would go off the other side of this, because I don't think that's what it is. I think it's all about money. But if they really were deeply concerned, and they are scientists with data, and you're scientists with data, wouldn't it be more beneficial to put this data together rather than to attack one another? And I know you didn't do the attack. I know that almost always comes from the climate change worshippers, I call them, because that's all they want to preach is that, and doomsday, and how we have to spend more money, throw more money into it. And we've learned from many other crises in this world, throwing money at it isn't going to fix it. But common sense, we can come together with common sense, and with the data that you have in the science, we should be able to come to conclusions that we need more research, but that we're not in an existential threat. We don't need to be afraid of tomorrow.
Correct.
Correct. Well, we're almost finished. We've only got about 30 seconds left, and I'm going to just kind of let you put a little plug in again for CO2 Coalition and what you do, and we look forward to seeing some more white papers from you, perhaps, Genesis.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we have a bunch that are in the works currently, and I'm definitely helping out with editing those. And hopefully we'll have some events that'll be opening up to the public. I know I'm working on creating a Zoom call for the public, and I can share that information with you so that you can post that on your Facebook page. It's regarding this paper. We're going to have Dr. Patrick Moore speaking and answering the public's questions about this, so I can definitely give you that information.
Fantastic.
If anyone is interested in joining us. And, you know, you can always reach out to me, reach out to Dr. Rossiter, or just the coalition as a whole if you have any questions regarding climate science or any aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. Great people. And we've had Dr. Moore on several times as well. And I get a big kick out of all of them because they're just so down to earth and real. And they put up with my simple-mindedness. And I appreciate you,
Jennifer. Brilliant.
Thank you so much for being here with us today. We are out of time, and just God bless you and all the efforts, and we thank CO2 Coalition for helping to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.